Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There will be new efforts to collect on student loans that are in default.
The Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default, including the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's offset program, which withholds payments from the government, including tax refunds, federal salaries, and other benefits, from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will also begin garnishing wages for borrowers who are in default. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The wife of former New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is convicted in a bribery scheme.
The jury returned its verdict in the same federal courthouse in Manhattan where a different jury convicted Bob Menendez of many of the same charges last year. The Democrat is supposed to begin serving an 11-year prison term in June. The evidence shown to the jurors over a three-week trial followed the timeline of the whirlwind romance between the couple that began in early 2018. During the trial, prosecutors said they were partners in crime. Both Nadine and Bob Menendez say they are innocent. Julie Walker, New York.
The White House has expressed support for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, following media reports that he shared sensitive military details in another Signal messaging chat that included his wife and brother. President Trump on Monday called it fake news. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 971 points. The Nasdaq dropped 415. This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for the National Day of Prayer.
It takes place on Thursday, May 1st, and will be marked by people all across the country. The national event will take place here in Washington, D.C., and will feature such evangelical notables as Tim Tebow and Dallas Jenkins of The Chosen. The 2025 Day of Prayer theme is Pour Out to the God of Hope and Be Filled, based on Romans 15:13. The event has been taking place since the 1950s and often attracts high-ranking government leaders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on hold. It's part of President Trump's efforts to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and in the practice of promoting transgenderism. It received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on so-called gender identity in 2024. This is SRN News. Chipotle Mexican Grill is coming to, of all places, Mexico. Correspondent John Scott has more.
The California-based chain will open restaurants in Mexico starting early next year. Chipotle is partnering with Alsi, a Mexico City-based company that operates locations for Domino's, Starbucks, Burger King, Chili's, and other brands in South America and Europe. Chipotle says it's confident its classic recipes will resonate with Mexican diners. The expansion arrives as President Trump's tariffs on Mexican imports could increase costs for U.S. Chipotle locations. John Scott reporting.
Google on Monday began confronting an existential threat as the U.S. government tries to break up the company as punishment for turning its revolutionary search engine into a ruthless monopoly. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.